It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 26, 2016. Today is the birthday of groundbreaking American journalist Ben Bradlee, born on this date in 1921 in Boston. He was executive editor of the Washington Post from 1968 to 1991 and became a national figure during the presidency of Richard Nixon, when he challenged the federal government over the right to publish the Pentagon Papers and oversaw the publication of Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein's stories documenting the Watergate scandal. At his death, he held the title of Vice President at Large of the Post. Bradlee was also an advocate for education and the study of history, including working for years as an active trustee on the boards of several major educational, historical, and archaeological research institutions. A member of one of Boston's oldest families, he was a direct descendant of Nathan Bradlee, the first American Bradlee, born in the colony of Massachusetts Bay in 1631. He grew up in a wealthy family surrounded by domestic staff. With his brother Freddie and sister Constance, he learned French, took piano lessons, and went regularly to the symphony and the opera. The stock market crash of 1929 decimated the family's wealth, however. During the Great Depression, his father worked odd jobs, including keeping books for various clubs and institutions and supervising the janitors at the Boston Museum of Fine Art. Bradlee attended the Dexter School before finishing at St. Mark's, where he played varsity baseball. Afterward, he attended Harvard, where he was a Greek-English major, and joined the Naval ROTC. During World War II, he worked as a communications officer in the Pacific in the Office of Naval Intelligence. After the war in 1946, Bradlee became a reporter at the New Hampshire Sunday News, a venture he helped to launch. After he sold the paper in 1948, he started working for the Washington Post as a reporter. In the 1950s, Bradlee became close friends with then-Senator John Kennedy, who had graduated from Harvard 2 years before he did and who lived nearby. Bradlee toured with both Kennedy and Richard Nixon in their presidential campaigns. He later wrote a book, Conversations with Kennedy, recounting their relationship during those years. Bradlee was at this point Washington bureau chief for Newsweek, a position from which he helped negotiate the sale of the magazine to the Washington Post Holding Company. Bradlee maintained that position until he was promoted to managing editor in 1965, and he became executive editor in 1968. He retired from that position in September 1991. That same year, he delivered the Theodore H. White Lecture at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard. His message? Lying in Washington, whether in the White House or the Congress, is wrong. It's immoral, and it tears at the fiber of our national instincts and institutions, and it must stop. Awarded the French Legion of Honor and the Presidential Medal of Freedom, he died October 21, 2014, at his home in Washington at age 93. As long as a journalist tells the truth, he said, it is not his job to worry about consequences. The truth is never as dangerous as a lie in the long run. I truly believe that truth sets men free. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 26th, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.